We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us. Let's get right into this. We were expecting rainfall over the weekend across a large part of the Corn Belt. I think I saw that come through, but I didn't know how much of the Corn Belt got wet and how wet they really were over the weekend. Can you tell me a bit about that, please?
Sure, Todd. As we look at the 2 to 3 day rainfall totals across the Midwest, the areas that did get the heaviest rainfall included the northern half or so of Illinois, and that extended westward into portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, eastern Nebraska. There was a pocket in northern Iowa, southern and southern Minnesota that did happen to miss out, but then if you go northwest of there, and in fact of the entire Corn Belt, the highest totals were in areas of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. So and then as you go east in the eastern Corn Belt, again, much of central southern Illinois, Indiana, much of that area missed out on any the real heavy rainfall.
September has been unseasonably warm, also I suppose unseasonably wet at this point. Will that continue?
We see the unseasonably warm temperatures continue to prevail over the next, basically over the next 10 to 11 days. Once we get after that, it does look like temperatures will begin to cool down, getting back maybe to closer to normal levels for a couple of days, but there still is no indication that temperatures will be shifting below normal and getting into a pattern that would feature basically a widespread freeze across the Midwest. Now, there will be a freeze in areas of western Canada, the Canadian prairies, and even into portions of the northern plains and northern Rockies. Some colder air will be pooling in across those regions as we get into this upcoming weekend and on into next week. But with the upper level pattern across North America, which features ridging of high pressure in the central and eastern U.S., some troughing of low pressure out west, that is going to maintain that cold up across western areas of Canada. And in fact, that'll start to actually ease in intensity once we get into the early part of October or into that 11 to 15 day outlook or period in the outlook window.
Given that you said a high pressure in the middle of the United States, I assume not much in the way of rainfall either over the next 10 days.
Well, quite a bit of variability. Still, the southeastern half or so of the Corn Belt will see generally lack of any kind of significant rainfall, but that quickly transitions to much higher rainfall totals, a much more active pattern across the areas, and that includes across the northwestern area. And that does include some of the areas that got hit hard over the weekend, especially up in areas like northern Illinois, and then these pockets going all the way up to North Dakota.
And a quick word about South America, please.
Yeah, down in South America, we're seeing rain activity increase across much of Brazil over the next couple of weeks, so that will gradually improve soil moisture as we kick off the new planting season there. It's Argentina that still will have some dryness concerns as we move into the early part of October. No real sign of any significant rains coming up, so that's an area to watch in terms of more significant dryness persisting as we go into early October.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.